JPS Superintendent Jeff Beal joins us. Jackson High had a couple positive COVID tests, and that has thrown a little monkey wrench into your plan, Jeff. Tell our listeners what's going on.
Well, you know, you're spot on. We had two students come back positive this week, not connected. You know, the cases weren't connected. In fact, the sources were outside of the school setting. But they were in class for a couple of days, which put them around a lot of students. So we ended up quarantining more than 200 students out of Jackson High, and that's all safety precaution stuff where, you know, we simply don't want to take a risk of having 200 kids or a large number of them come down with COVID. So we did put the building, both Jackson High and Pathways, into virtual mode for the remainder of this week. Everybody's quarantined. Those 200 kids are quarantined for 10 days, and so we should be ready to resume in-person learning, you know, on April 5th. But this is exactly what I told everybody it was going to be when we pivoted forward. I was pretty candid with everybody that, you know, we still take COVID very seriously. We recognize the pandemic for what it is. And so, you know, we won't hesitate to quarantine a student or a staff member or a classroom or, in this case, a building to protect everybody during this pandemic. So fortunately for us, you know, we're already virtual on Wednesdays. And so really, with spring break coming up, this really ends up being one more day of virtual because spring break will buy us some of that quarantine period.
So spring break is next week?
Yes.
Okay. So you kind of caught a break there.
We did. A little bit lucky. And, you know, my message to everybody is if you're feeling sick or if you get a COVID test and you're waiting for the results, you have to presume a positive. You have to assume that you got tested for a reason that quite frankly, you're probably COVID positive. And that's the big piece that I need to really drill home to parents and students is that when they are waiting for results, if they presume they're positive, just wait for the good news from the doctor. Wait for the all clear, because otherwise you put a lot of people in risk.
Yeah, and you had to shut down the basketball season.
Yeah, that unfortunately, it did cost. It did cost the boys their season last night. Obviously, they were set to play up in Okemos, and obviously that didn't happen. And that's part of the casualties that we're facing with COVID right now. You know, we're working on commencement exercises. Like, how do I make certain that I can pull off graduation right now? You know, there's a lot still at stake in the year. There's a lot of year left to happen. And fortunately, you know, Jackson Public Schools was very active in the immunization process. And I know that a lot of people out there are participating in the vaccinations. And we had all of our teachers that were in contact with these kids were all vaccinated. So that's, again, one of those really good feelings that they don't have to quarantine and they've, you know, they're 95% immune. We are obviously still monitoring for symptoms, but on a general note, just some, you know, there's some light at the end of the tunnel, but we still got to be smart until we get there.
Yeah, early next month, anybody over 16, so you're going to have a scenario, Jeff, where you'll have some of your students who will be vaccinated and some who won't.
Yes. Yep. That will come, and the roller coaster ride that is our pandemic experience this last year is going to continue to go on.
So, virtual. What the rest of the week or Friday?
Yeah. Friday we're off anyway, so it really amounts to virtual today and tomorrow.
Okay.
And then, like I said, we're on spring break and we'll be resumed face to face. And all of our other buildings, just so everybody out there understands, all of our other buildings are still face to face. They're still in person. Mm-hmm. Of course, Wednesdays are always virtual this year, but tomorrow we'll be face to face and in person at the middle school and all of our elementary. So K-8.
Hang in there.
You too. Hey, take care, everybody.
Thanks, Jeff. Superintendent Jeff Beal.